Welcome, welcome. It's Monday at 3:26 p.m. and this is the time. Hello, I'm Vittoria, the sculptor, and this is How I Mold Time. If this is the first time we're connecting here, I'd like to start off by saying hello. I know I've already said that, but I'm just really excited for you to join in, and I hope that you end today's conversation with just a different perspective on how you, too, can view time. Today's beginning of the episode is a little different, at least for me, because right now I'm unlocking another challenge for myself as I'm doing this podcast. For some of you, if you remember back in my first episode, The Hanged Man, I talk about how I have a little bit of a speech issue and I haven't been diagnosed, gone to the doctor, had to have time to, and I also get burnt out with doctor's appointments because I go through so many. I digress. But one of the challenges today that I'm adding on to this podcast with like the speech issue is also recording while my husband is just out in the other room. Usually when I'm recording, he's off at work, but he just got a new job working remotely. So now we both work at home. We share an office together. And at first I was actually a little worried because I've been working from home by myself for 4 years now. So this has been kind of a big change for me just as much as it has been for him changing jobs. And not only has he changed like positions, but also companies and from, you know, full-time working in office 9 to 5, basically it was like 7 to 4, but now it's like all work from home. Like it was a big switch up and I think it's definitely going to be for the best. I mean, it's obviously been for the best so far. So good. So it's been kind of fun too, having like a coworker, and I keep hearing about this body doubling thing. And my husband does have ADHD, and I have found that a lot of the techniques I've read about on helping alleviate some of the ADHD symptoms that people experience, at least for him, have also helped me. Like, I guess body doubling is a big one. And also one's really small one. I know this is like super off tangent in the beginning, but is also having our snacks out visible in view, like on open shelves instead of cupboards. A big tip I found in this book that one of our friends let me borrow early on because they were also diagnosed with ADHD. So it's been kind of a cool process, and it's been to like, you know, be in transition to having someone work from home with me. So yeah, anyway, we're starting off the podcast, at least for me, unlocking this like fear of not being scared of being perceived while I record this podcast, because it's like singing in front of people. It's just a little bit more vulnerable than it would be just doing it home alone in your shower. If you're listening to this as this goes live, then I hope you're wearing your cozy pants for today's Thanksgiving shenanigans. I'm not here to sprawl celebrations of what Thanksgiving entails because I think it's weird as a whole, but so is celebrating any other holiday if you do some research. All in all, I'm an unapologetic foodie and love to stuff my face. What can I say? The past couple conversations we've spent doing some more rigorous homework. And I hope that you guys have enjoyed my long but thoroughly put metaphor of laundry sorting. I tend to see stories and connections in the smallest of details in life, for better or for worse. I mean, ask my husband. I'm definitely like a big conceptual thinker. And sometimes that can be frustrating for some people who are like, just get to the damn point. But most often than not, these deep conceptual ties behind the mundane give me some kind of validation that everything is connected one way or another. And I think that's really beautiful. I want to keep it more chill today, though, and leave back the pen and paper, figuratively and literally, and talk more about the behind the scenes of it all. And by all, I mean in the last couple episodes of, you know, building these routines and habits and, you know, prioritizing our goals and how can we do that and actually implement it in our physical life on a day-to-day. The truth is, I don't stay motivated all the time. I don't try to chase the feeling either. Mainly because, well, you don't really have control over when you do and don't feel motivated. You do, however, have control on what you do with that motivation when it does arise. And that's where the real hero comes in, and it's discipline. There are a plethora of reasons as to why my motivation personally fluctuates. I think a lot of it has to do with I'm a woman who experiences periods and a 28-day hormonal cycle. This, if it's TMI for you, whatever, but it can leave me feeling fatigued 1 week, and then the next week I feel like I can conquer the motherfucking world. So it can be really hard to predict when I can and cannot do certain things, or feel motivated to do certain things. B is like on top of the hormonal fluctuations, I manage a collection of dynamic disabilities that leave my days mostly unpredictable in how I will be feeling. So it's like I'm a woman who has like a 28-day hormonal cycle. So for 28 days, every day is going to be different for me hormonally. And then on top of that, I have a hard time still calling it disability, and I don't know if I really want to go into detail about like everything that like the woes and some of the things that I think have become beneficial for me in the way at least I see things now than I did before being diagnosed with like endometriosis, adenomyosis, and IC. But like, again, I'm not going to go into like the details of that today, but these things do affect my day to day with how I feel, because it's like a chronic inflammatory condition where sometimes I just feel like ass, like total, total ass. And then there are other days where I'm like, oh my God, let me get all of my tasks that I've been having to put off for the last week to today. But then that's where the discipline comes in, because if I don't use discipline, then I overwork myself and then I create this cyclical thing of being in a flare and then I'll be able to work and then I'm sad because I can't work and like go through my dreams. I know it's a whole thing, but anyway, these are one of the couple reasons why, you know, my motivation fluctuates between these physical hurdles while also tending to my mental ones, like we've talked about anxiety, depression. I've had to instill some hefty routines to enforce a higher skill set of discipline than I had growing up. Even as adults, we are provided with some structure with what time we need to be at our job, to our break times, what's expected of us, etc. But when you venture outside that norm, the only person in your trust fall exercise is now you. So you better build some kind of good padding for when you do fall, because you definitely will. Don't come at me with all these metaphors though, okay? But discipline is my padding, and I have fallen more than once. Every time I do fall, the padding is a little bit more supportive. I feel like these falls are not as scary either, and all thanks to the prep that was made during with the motivation modes. In the same way I build out physically how I want to achieve my goals, I visualize how I build discipline. Each step is dependent on the other, and when we are good users of these tools, it all works in sync like a well-oiled machine. True discipline comes from compliance, and if we're trying to instill discipline within ourselves, why wouldn't we choose to comply with ourselves? I mean, it's almost on demand. We are inherently selfish people, and being overtly selfish can be unhelpful or bad to people, but we can't help but be selfish as humans in a way. Aside from that, though, I mean, from the mental and physically demanding days, but even then, when we do have bad days, we aren't completely giving up on ourselves. And seriously, seriously, don't give up. Those last bits of energy that push us when we feel like we're empty is how I visualize our values coming into play. We are motivated by our values that we live by, whether we have consciously identified what those are or not. And just like our structures, routines, and how they twist and bend as time passes, so do our values. See what I mean and how it all connects? What comes first, is the chicken or the egg? I really couldn't tell you, friend. Here's what I do know, though, is when you do get that motivation sparkle, run for the stars. Like, you owe it to yourself to learn how to direct that energy into moments of thanks, past self. And I do say that to myself because it's like my personal self-care act. So give this another listen for when you do get that like motivational spark for a little like extra pep me of like, one, hey, you got this, even when you do fall. Two, while we're on this high, let's check the stats on our machine, make sure those gears are greased up, and then let's fucking go. When we're taking the time to identify what needs revising and applauding what is working out well, and then also putting actionable and measurable tasks into our schedule to achieve these goals, that's a huge act of self-love. To get really sappy with it, an act of healing for that deprived kiddo inside, at least for me. If you're too cool to legit hug yourself or to tell yourself in the mirror that you love you, then know that this still fills that void. And following through and taking authority to readjust when you do feel discomfort, that's self-love. But again, self-hugs are still also really good. Speaking of discomfort, if you aren't picking up what I'm putting down yet, change is uncomfortable. The path less traveled is cool, it's exciting. It's also very uncomfortable. It's going to take stress, discomfort, shit, even bouts of like frustration to make things happen in your life. Character is not built without obstacles. I'm not saying we need to be placed under traumatic and overwhelming circumstances to succeed. I'm saying that this resist to reality that you will not be succeeding without some kind of difficulty is what's going to lead you to your failure. There is a gentle reminder in here, though, that temporary stress equals good, but a constant stress equals bad. I.e., like, your new schedule that we built together should give you some discomfort. After all, you are learning something new, right? So waking up at 5 a.m., that is not something that motivates me in particular, but having my me time in the a.m. does, you know? And the only way I can achieve that is to wake up earlier, at least for my current schedule. That is like a minor temporary discomfort for me waking up earlier before I naturally want to or do that pushes me further into my desired state permanently. And so much so that like I have started to just naturally wake up during that time. And sometimes that's really nice because then I have like the rest of the day. And other times I do feel like, I just wish I could sleep in like the rest of these people. But I can't like force myself to sleep. So I guess this is a good thing. Again, a good habit that has come out of all this. This circles back to like a reoccurring topic here, which is your mental health. I know. But again, just as a reminder, I am not a professional in therapizing. I'm not an expert. But I am an expert, at least in how anxiety and depression in particular play a big role in how I experience it in my life. And, you know, if you're having a hard time clarifying your values, what drives and your motivations are, and people chalk it up to be laziness, I have to say that this is a big one. I don't believe in laziness. There's always an underlying reason as to why we don't fall through with something, even if that be we have purely lost interest in the subject, goal, thing itself. We all have stages of feeling unmotivated, and that's where discipline really kicks into the driver's seat. When we're not in that state of mind, though, at least for me, I've gotten to this like habit to ask myself why I'm feeling unmotivated to do X. Like I mentioned recently, when I was losing motivation to study for the PMP exam, after what it felt like weeks of being turned off to my calendar reminders, failing practice quizzes, and then gaining anxiety of not following through with something I wanted to do and I said I was going to do, I dissected my feelings until I found out what was really going on. It wasn't that I just chose not to study for that reasoning alone. It wasn't like a simple, and it never really is really, of I just didn't want to. Ask yourself, is it because I'm tired, sad, angry? Like, this is actually something I kind of picked up off my husband because Blake is hilarious. But he does this thing with me sometimes, and I'm sure it's like off of a TikTok or something that we saw, and he's adopted it for me, is when I'm like just feisty or angry, he's like, are you hungry? Are you tired? Do you need something to drink? Do you need caffeine? Like, he does his little checklist of like me basically being a plant, and he's like making sure that I'm like nourished. But whatever the feeling is that has exchanged the motivation, validate it. If you go a couple of days, a couple of weeks in my instance, of not following through with something, validate it. Even in the times of no movement, there is still movement, and that is rest. You're not lazy for resting, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, or you're not understanding what your values may be or what drives you. You're not lazy for asking for help in finding these things either. Discipline takes care of your future. Your motivation takes care of the now. Look at these attributes as different versions of yourself reporting for duty when duty calls. Kind of like Osmosis Jones. And if you haven't seen that, then you gotta, okay? It's like a classic. But that's how I really view all of these characteristics that I've gained in my life as who I am today. We're gonna skip out on some shower thoughts today, but I will always leave you with some sort of treat. And since we've been touching on some vibes, how we feel, I wanted to extend my favorite playlist to you in case you'd like a little switch up in your vibe. And I've called it Heaven Smells Like Nag Champa, and it's on Spotify. So I will link that somewhere for you on any of the platforms that you guys are listening on. This is my own like curated mix of songs that tickle my fancy in some way, shape, or form. So I hope you enjoy. And until next time.